Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Friday. Boy, oh boy, less than a week, we'll at least have one Packer in the mix as far as Thursday night proceedings for the first round of the draft at this venue behind me, Lambeau Field, more importantly, draft stage right over there. Getting close. The hay is in the barn, as they like to say. Ted Thompson used to say that at the end of every draft process. I's are dotted, T's are crossed, the board is set, and we will hear from Packers general manager Brian Gutekunst Monday at noon. I will be in attendance, so if you have any questions you want me to ask Brian, I'll try to get to them. Although we all know the deal, he's not going to say a whole heck of a lot, but it is good, and you know, what he should be doing is meeting with the media prior to the selection process next Thursday. That'll be next Monday at noon Central Time. I'll probably have a wrap-up video after that, and then we'll do our regular daily chat on Monday afternoon. Hope you're all doing well. Good to see you all. Brandy is here. All the regulars chiming in. Guitar Ted, how are you? Soder, of course. Ryan Willie starting us off with a super chat. How are you, man? Did the Bratzuka clear the stands? I can't even begin to tell you how awesome the Bratzuka was. I was like filled with adrenaline after we got done. We did basically a round of the field, and it's crazy how powerful that thing is. And because they have added netting to the entire width of the stands, you have to basically shoot it straight up, but just angled enough to try and get it up and over the netting, which goes pretty hard, pretty darn high. The third base side, no problem. Got it over every single time. Fans got the brats. It was awesome. But then on the first base side, there was a pretty significant wind kicking up. And I had a bunch that went straight up, kind of started going, but then the wind pushed it back and it fell back on the field side. So that was unfortunate. But the highlight, without question, was then we rounded, you know, the outfield and came by the Rattlers bullpen. And the guys were like, hey, I want one. And I got it up and over into the bullpen. And they all cheered. So that was a lot of fun. The whole night was great. It was great to see Andy, of course. Thank you to everybody who came out to the pregame Q&A. Really great questions from everybody involved. A lot of really smart stuff from you guys, which makes, you know, what Andy and I have to do a lot easier. And the Timber Rattlers organization, I mean, they've got something really special going there. The fact that it was, you know, in what, the high 40s maybe in April, and they still had a good, decent crowd, you know, showing up and having a good time, watching the game. That's a fun time out there at the Timber Rattler Stadium, where I have not been in literally decades. It's been a long time since I've been out there. So they got some fun stuff going on out there. If you are in the area and looking for something to do on a summer night, I highly recommend getting out there. There's lots of stuff for kids to do. Great food, great drink. It was an excellent time. And again, thanks to everybody who showed up. We had a really good time. Josh, what's going on? Excellent question. What bust that is totally off all of our radars will Goot pick in the first round this year? Seems to be an annual thing to take a project and then develop him into a second string backup over 3 years. Was that Rashawn Gary you're talking about? Oh, no, wait, he's a starter, right? I love the pessimism, Josh. There's nobody that I can name that you haven't heard mentioned probably 100 times at this point. And it is an interesting year because where the Packers' needs are, I wouldn't say anyone of them is more dire than the other. There's not an obvious, like, thing where they're going to go off book and I'm going to be surprised. Like, if they take an offensive tackle, I won't be surprised. If they take a corner, I won't be surprised. If they take a defensive tackle, I won't be surprised. If they take a wide receiver in the first round, yeah, maybe I'll be a little surprised. That would be a bit of a shock. But yeah, there's nobody out there that I would think of offhand that's going to be, oh yeah, wait, that's a project and he's not going to help right away, etc. Certainly other, you know, guys are going to come in and we'll see how they fit. But this idea that they only take projects is just kind of funny to me. The fact that Jordan Morgan literally last year was in the mix to start and then got hurt. That's not a project. That's someone who got hurt. You know, it's just, I know people are dead set on hating any first round pick the Packers get. At this point, They have to prove it. They have to do it. They have to get the guys out there. They have to perform. I understand that. But the idea that the past is automatically prologue is ridiculous. Let's just say that. Jeff, with a decent follow-up. For those who are going to complain after the draft about who the Packers didn't take, a quote from Coach Norman Dale. I would hope you would support who we are, not who we are not. This is your team. Perfectly stated, Jeff. And that is something I legit kind of name-checked that, and we used that in a video four years ago, around that time, quoting that exact part of the movie. Because, yeah, I'm 100% with you. Look, man, this is why I talk about not trying to get attached to dudes during the draft process, because then inevitably they don't get selected by the Packers and everyone's like, oh, they should have been Packers. And then they go on and they probably do perform pretty well in other places. And everyone gets so upset about the guys they did draft. Man, can we get behind the guys, no matter who it is, before they play a down in the NFL? I am begging you. And I know the online mind is not made that way these days. A lot of you kids out there, you just instantly, you know, jump to what a mistake anything that the Packers do is, rather than having a little bit of patience and letting it play out. This is all I ask. I know everyone says I'm a shill or a hack or an apologist for Gutekunst or for the organization. No. I've just been on this earth a long time, and I realize that whatever I want them to do or think they should do or shouldn't have done, etc., doesn't matter. All that matters is what they do and what they do with the guys that they draft and how those guys come along. And we're not going to know that until they get on the field and actually play. There is no like more distilled moment in my life where I kind of came to this realization than when the Packers drafted Kenny Clark. And I hated that pick. And he turned into one of my favorite players of all time. It just let it go. Just let it go. I get it. I want to be informed. I want to know who these prospects are. I'm very interested in how they might fit with the Packers. But man, so much goes into it. And so much goes on after they're selected. Just take a breath. I'm just begging you. And I know I'm just wasting my time, but I had to get that off my chest. John, thanks for the super chat. Who has a better launch angle, Churio or Nags? Well, it's obviously Churio, but to be even in the same sentence is an honor, no doubt about it. What else we got here, folks? I don't know what that means, but okay. Rick, right? Sexy pick in the first round, not the Green Bay way. I mean, okay. It depends on your definition of sexy, right? Who's doing the defining here? Jason, thanks for the super chat, man. Is Shamar Stewart this year's Mike Mamula? That's an old school reference. Possibly. I think the kid's going to be really good in the NFL. I know everyone points to the lack of production. We did a whole video on it. I highly recommend you guys check that out. A conversation with me and Justice a few weeks ago about traits versus production. I think he's going to be a really good NFL player. That's just me. We shall see. Gino, was Kenny Clark in the Cheesehead TV draft guide the year he was drafted? I believe he was, if I remember back, remember correctly. I want to say, yeah, I'm pretty sure he was. I mean, the biggest discrepancy I think we've ever had as far as like where we had guys ranked and then who the Packers drafted was Quay Walker. That was a tough moment when they took Quay Walker and we had him, I think, as the fourth or fifth inside backer in the guide. Like, whoo, baby. That was a tough one. Richard, that's an excellent question. Can you go over how the front office personnel handles difference of opinions when it comes to draft prospects? Is everybody on the same page when someone gets selected? Well, ultimately, it is Brian's choice, right? He is the one who pulls the trigger, but they do come to consensus prior to that point. As far as differences of opinion, most of that is kind of weeded out through the process all year long. Like when these guys are being tracked from the moment they step on a campus, because now it's rare that they're at the same place for their entire college career. But, you know, the area scouts are following these guys through their collegiate career. And then when the whole process starts for a particular draft, they all gather here in Green Bay and they go through each guy. And there's some guys that'll get kind of put to the side automatically just for whatever reasons. But there'll be certainly like conversation about each potential prospect. And this is happening, you know, in season, the initial work. And then, you know, once the draft process really kind of starts, quote unquote, during like basically the ramp up to the combine and things like that, most of that defining has been done. Certainly there'll be, you know, differences of opinion along the way. But more often than not, it's very, you know, it's very rare that you have somebody the pounding of the table or standing on the table, pining for a guy, like advocating for why it's absurd if you pass on him, etc. I mean, I know that's an image that a lot of people have, but it's so very rarely in actuality. But, you know, everyone's offered their chance to give their opinion if they have, you know, something different from the room. But it is very, I don't want to say academic, but, you know, it's a conversation. It's hardly ever an argument, as far as I know. I mean, I have talked to a few guys inside the building who have worked both, who are still working there, and then also guys who have gone on to other places. And from everything I've been told between Ted and Brian, it has always been a very kind of dispassionate conversation. So I'm sure differences of opinion come up, but it's hardly ever an argument, you know, where people are attacking each other or anything like that. That certainly doesn't go on. Jeff Love said, "We need him," referring to Jair. "What do we do now?" They just keep going and probably still cut him. You know, when Brian was asked about the Josh Jacobs comments from the Super Bowl, he said something akin, I'm kind of paraphrasing, but, you know, it really doesn't move the needle with him, what guys say in public. I mean, certainly he's talking to his players in private. He did so with Josh Jacobs, both before and after the Super Bowl. I'm sure he's had words and had conversations with Jordan. Maybe Jair has come up, maybe not. But, you know, what the players say or want or kind of try to get out there doesn't mean a whole lot. And I'm not sure Brian even pays attention to it unless someone in PR or somebody puts it in front of him. He's going to build his team his way. You know, players play, GMs pick the roster, the coach coaches it up. It's the way it is in Green Bay, at least. Colin, how are you, man? Thanks for the super chat. Very loud boos in Green Bay if we trade out of the first. I don't know. I think there's enough kind of history here and expectation where I don't think many people would be too surprised. I think there's a chance it happens, but I don't think it's a great chance. I do suspect there's a better chance that they trade down in the first. I would be surprised if they dropped entirely out of the first round, though. But would there be boos? Probably a few. But I don't know. I don't think it would be this crazy scene or anything like that. Mike, thanks for the super chat, man. Defensive tackle or defensive end, what's needed more in your opinion? Man, that's tough. For me, and I've talked about this pretty much all offseason, I don't really care where the pressure comes from. They got to get guys who can get pressure on the quarterback and who can win one-on-ones and win early off the snap, something they really struggled to do kind of across the line last year. I don't care if it comes from the interior or from the edge. Now, the way contracts are set up and the roster currently sits, I'd probably say defensive tackle. But again, either one will be a welcome addition. Give me talent up front. And they need it. Brandy, thank you for the super chat. Trade out with the Chiefs. First round pick fixed. That's been the buzz today. I know. I think Brendan Rupp put it out there that he's been having the spidey sense that, you know, the Chiefs could be a potential trade partner for, you know, a team that in the Chiefs that needs a tackle and could jump up with the Packers to get ahead of a couple other teams. My question there is, are we sure that the Packers don't just take whoever that tackle is? You know, because the Packers have been certainly doing their homework on tackles. I'm not saying that it's impossible. I think, yeah, there's a, you know, a chance that happens, but I don't think it's a foregone conclusion. Let's say that. Oh, Peter, you had to get it in there, didn't you? Thanks for the super chat. What about 6-hour plane rides for 15 minutes? Obviously, this is a allusion and reference to the Aaron Rodgers interview on Pat McAfee yesterday. Man, I don't know what he was expecting. I guess, you know, it's got to be a weird situation for Aaron because he's never been released before. You know, he's a free agent for the first time, which I'm sure he's enjoying. But, yeah, to get kind of fired for the first time ever, you know, that's got to leave a mark, right? And to do it that way, the way he describes it, I'm sure it stung, you know. It does seem a little ridiculous for him to fly across the country and have that kind of conversation and that kind of run in with the new brass. But I also think it's kind of funny that, you know, Brian Gutekunst was in California trying to get a hold of him and he wouldn't pick up the phone. You know, there's all sorts of stuff we could talk about there, but I'm not going to because it's not our issue anymore, which is great. Ed, how are you, man? Thanks for the super chat. Seems to me the pack has not sucked for quite a while. Maybe even without my input, they know what they are doing. See, but Ed, see, now here's your problem. As soon as you talk like that, oh, it's just mediocre. Oh, it's just good enough for you. It's title town, not pretty good town. I'm just getting ahead of all the comments that'll come after you say something like that. That's the internet now. Like, yeah, they win a lot of football games. They're a really good football team. Yeah, but they did this and they don't do that. Can you tell I'm sick of it? I'm sick of entitled town. I really am. It's killing me. Josh, how are you, man? Thanks for the super chat. If the Packers were to trade up in the first, who do you think it would be for and what are they willing to give up? This is an interesting one because I do think, yeah, there's every possibility, especially if someone falls that that they really like, that they pull that trigger. As far as what it'll take, that's interesting because I suspect, you know, with one pick in every round, going into the draft and then the two and the seventh, it's not like they're loaded for bear like they have been in past years. And I've seen a lot of people reference the fact that, oh, you know, Brian's not afraid to jump up and he's done it a lot. And yeah, that's very true. But in most of those years, not every single one of them, but most of those drafts, he's had like double digit picks. He's had a number of picks to utilize, meaning he knew he could use that ammunition, but still have a plenty of selections, right? Now, he can still manipulate the board and drop back later and pick up more picks. Like, I'm not saying that's impossible, but yeah, if there's a guy, you know, I would think it'd be one of the top tier tackles or maybe Tet, the wide receiver, if he gets past, you know, the Cowboys, which I think would be a miracle. Maybe he gives up a third to try and get up, you know, but I think it'd have to be very, very specific to a guy that they think is going to be a long-term answer, you know, to give up something, to give up a precious asset like a draft pick, the likes of which, you know, it's probably a premium, at least a day two pick. And then it would probably be that in a kind of late round swap of some kind. But I don't know. I'm not going to be surprised if they trade up, but I think it's more likely they trade back. Jeff, I think I just talked about this, didn't I? Love said we need him, referring to Jair. Uh-oh. That's not uh-oh. That's just his opinion. He's allowed to have it. Rick, how are you, man? HGTV, show Banky's Victory Garden. You know what? It's funny. When I started, he was out there working on it. Well, he's not there now. But he's been out there all afternoon working on his garden. He's such a hobbit. Clay, thanks for the super chat, man. Flying up from Florida for the draft. Can't wait for the meetup. What guests do you think stopped by besides Evan? Maybe Driver, Random Packer, Muscle, Mariana, Danny Vitale. I don't think Donald Driver's going to stop by. I think Driver's going to be sticking around Milwaukee for the weekend. But there are a couple of former Packers who will most likely be stopping by throughout the evening. Stay tuned. Find out. It's going to be a lot of fun. Dennis, thanks for the super chat, man. Very nice article from the AP about Green Bay and the draft that features Corey Banky. I'm already excited for this. Go Pack, go. Absolutely. Really great that they included, you know, not just Corey at all, but like got his perspective about the draft in Green Bay and what it means for the city and what the city is doing around it. I love the fact that they talked to Mark Murphy, Gabriel Dow, the head of marketing, the head of events for the NFL, and Corey was the first one quoted in the article. That's my guy. Absolutely love it. That's the president of the Lombardi Neighborhood Association for those of you at home. Doug Hype, how are you, man? Thanks for the super chat. The draft is going to be electric. What former Packer player are you most excited to see? Do you expect to see a lot more than were announced? I do know there are a bunch of guys that are coming into town, former Packers, who weren't on that list as far as guys who are announcing draft picks on day two. So, yeah, it's gonna be a lot of fun. Personally, a former Packer player am I most excited to see? Probably Tremont Williams. Is Tremont or Ryan Grant, one of the two. Those are two guys that have always been really good to Cheesehead TV, and just great that the Packers are getting to celebrate all these old players and bring them back and get the alumni involved. So great. Jason Anderson, thanks for the super chat, man. Is Vince Wilfork a good comparison to Kenneth Grant? Grant is the top of my wish list. I think Wilfork's probably was a bit bigger, for lack of a better term. But Grant is excellent. I just talked about him with Austin the other day. I think he makes a world of sense if he's available there at 23. I probably think he's probably going to be gone by the time the Packers are on the clock, but looking to make that kind of, or set yourself up for the future along your interior defensive line, he's a nose tackle, you know, who can come in and maybe understudy, so to speak, be a rotational guy for that final year with Kenny Clark, which I suspect this will be Kenny's last year in Green Bay, with Kenny going back to nose and then having a year basically of tutelage under Kenny Clark. What a perfect segue into your NFL career. And I do think he can help them right away. You know, he can certainly help in some of the ways that TJ Slayton was last year, but then also add a little bit more juice when it comes to the pass rush. I would love that pick. I would absolutely adore it. Like I said, I suspect he'll be gone, but you never know with the NFL draft. Mike, thanks for the super chat, man. Been pack conscious since 69. Only first round wide receivers have been Barry Smith, Sharp, and Walker. Don't see it happening again with this crop. I very much agree, Mike. That's why I keep saying, like, that would surprise me. A lot of stuff that wouldn't, but a first round wide receiver, especially as you point out with this class, would be a surprise. That is something I fully expect them to address on day two, maybe even day three, but yeah, first round, it would be surprising. Craig, thanks for the super chat, man. Let's drag a long snapper to the first to give Corey a stroke on another topic. Has there been any movement between the city and the team? I believe you mean regarding the lease negotiations. Yes. You may have missed it. There was a flurry of stories, I want to say 2 months ago or something like that, where the team had provided another proposal to the city, and most of the negotiations now have been private, not held in the media, which is good, which is the way it should be. Not to say everything's hunky-dory and solved, but things are headed in the right direction. Let's say that. Ed, what's up, man? The Guardian had a decent short on Green Bay. Getting those words out there, huh? Getting the old media aware of the hamlet, the tiny hamlet of Green Bay, Wisconsin. Man, I'm telling you, this is just getting bigger and bigger every day. I come up here and I see all the stuff going on, everything they're building. They've got all the screens now on the draft stage, and they've got the lighting up now. It's going nuts, and it's so darn big. It goes, stretches all the way down past all the stuff in Titletown. It's crazy. I absolutely love it. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to get going. Cannot thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor and hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great weekend. Go Pack, go.